Now, a year ago, the journalist Sabina Slonkova acquired undercover footage of the president's chief of staff, Jiří Weigl, meeting lobbyist Miroslav Šlouf in a downtown Prague hotel. Mrs. Slonkova was recently fined 20,000 crowns by a Prague court for posting the footage on the news website aktualne.cz while failing to disclose who had given her the tape. The fine that Ms. Slonkova paid for protecting her source was apparently the first of its kind since the Velvet Revolution, and on Tuesday the International Press Institute voiced its concern. Earlier, director David Dadge spoke to Rosie Johnston from Vienna.
It's very worrying because it comes actually on the back of another press freedom violation in many ways. There's an attempt to push through a law. At present, it's in the lower house of the parliament, but it may well go before the president at some point. It seeks to actually fine and imprison journalists if they actually reveal a wiretap and the source of the wiretap. This is potentially worrying because in countries, particularly Western countries, there's always a very fine balance between the national interest and the public interest. And I think courts have to weigh these up very carefully because you just cannot say there should be a blanket ban on the revelations regarding wiretaps because it may well be in the public interest because the government could be using them for spurious matters. And so you have two particular violations. You have the fining of a journalist and you have this wiretap law that is slowly moving through the parliamentary processes. And I think it's really saying that the government is trying to narrow down the rights of journalists and their ability to report on what government does.
Okay, but what do you find problematic about the case of Mrs. Slonkova in particular?
Well, I think the big concern there is that, first of all, you have a criminal prosecution. I personally think it's wrong to try and imply that journalists should be punished for actually practicing their profession. And you have a stigma that arises from that. Once journalists are fined, they may well have a criminal record for actually practicing their profession. And I think it sends out the wrong signals to her colleagues in the Czech Republic and perhaps within the European Union as well, that if they don't stay within the lines, that if they cross the lines and upset the government, they could well end up in court and they could well face a criminal fine.
Okay, and more generally, how would you say the Czech Republic is faring? You've said that there's perhaps a backslide currently in the Czech Republic in terms of press freedom, but how does it fare in a European context?
Well, the problem is that the Czech Republic picks up on a strain of thought within jurisprudence that's largely within Central Europe and is not necessarily certainly the Anglo-Saxon model and perhaps the other model for other Western countries. And it's this. The fact is that there is a feeling that you can fine journalists, that it's not necessarily a big criminal issue for journalists to be punished. You can see this perhaps in the Czech Republic, but you could see this in Slovakia as well, where fines have been handed out. There was an attempt to criminalise defamation in Slovenia as well. And Austria also carries laws that penalise journalists for talking about various issues such as the Holocaust. Those types of things see the journalist as perhaps having an influence on the rest of society in a way that can be damaging, and they're actually prepared to punish journalists through using criminal sanctions. That's not necessarily the Anglo-Saxon model, and it's just a very worrying trend to think about journalists practicing their profession and actually to perceive it as in some way being criminal.
And that was David Dadge, head of the International Press Institute in